It's the morning play with Jesse and MJ. Ooh, we're revving it up this morning.
Because it's time to play Border Wars. I should pick up the line after we do that.
Yeah.
Note to self.
That's hilarious.
That's great because we got Angela in Charlestown this morning competing for the honor in Indiana. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you on your way into work this morning?
You're in tech kids school.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you could take some time out to play along this morning because we need a win, Angela. And so I'm putting all my faith in Charlestown this morning.
I'm gonna try.
All right. You a bourbon fan?
Ish.
Okay. Well, hopefully I made these questions easy enough because that's what we're talking about this morning. It's whoever gets the most right gets the title of smartest person in Kentuckiana, and
they get that 4-pack of VIP passes for the Louisville Zoo.
Yeah, the kids will love that.
They will, and I'll love it when we get the title. So let's do it. Let's play Border Wars.
All right. Your first question, Angela, is a true or false? True or false? To be called bourbon, it must be made in Kentucky.
False.
Okay.
Second question is a multiple choice. In 2017, according to the records, there were how many barrels of bourbon per living person in the state of Kentucky? 2, 1.5, or 1?
We're going to go with 2.
You're going to go 2. Okay.
And your final question, another multiple choice. The bourbon cocktail, the Old Fashioned, is now the official drink of Thurby. Where in Louisville was the Old Fashioned invented? The Old Seelbach Bar, the Pendennis Club, or Churchill Downs?
Seelbach.
Okay. All right. Well, Angela, hold on the line. Keep the kids in the carpool line. And because Jared's sitting out in St. Matthews, and
see if he knows his bourbon as well as you know yours.
Sounded like Jared was drinking some this
morning. Stop yourself.
We'll find out how he does coming up. Border Wars Part 2 here on the Morning Play.